Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Le Mans with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week, we're looking at a sustainable Christmas. We'll speak to local business and charity about some of the sustainable measures that they have undertaken.
Okay, we've taken a little walk down Main Street in Castlebar now, and we've found our way into Patrick Fahey's giftware. Lovely to be speaking with Mary Fahey now. And Mary and I were just looking at this. Well, it's a lovely Christmas log. It's a little gift ornament. But Mary, you were telling me that you recently changed the bulb and how it's, one, it's much more cost efficient, and two, it's more environmentally friendly.
Yes, in this Christmas log, we have a 3-watt bulb. So what that would mean is that you could run this for 330 hours for the price of a unit of electricity, which is roughly 40 cents. So that would be extremely good value, and it's a lovely item to have around the house. This time of the year, we find people coming in for bulbs because everybody wants to have every lamp in the house lit for Christmas. So we are suggesting that people would move to LED bulbs, which are more cost efficient and might help the bills in January.
Another big aspect around the Christmas time, and we see it so much, is about packaging and different things. And it's important to be sustainable because there is so much of it between wrapping paper and different things. But yourselves here, when you're packaging things out, Mary, you do try your best to reuse and recycle things that have come into you.
Yes, all of our packaging or the bubble wrap or tissue paper that's used for supplying us with goods, we would rewrap all of our giftware in the same packaging. Also, all of our boxes, our big boxes, are recycled and sent to a company, and they reuse them for supplying other shops.
Here are some ways that you can have a sustainable Christmas this year. Eco-friendly decorations. Use reusable or natural decorations to minimize waste and environmental impact. Gifts with purpose. Choose sustainable and locally sourced gifts to support the community and reduce carbon footprint. LED lights. Opt for energy-efficient LED lights to save electricity during the holiday season. Zero waste wrapping. Wrap gifts in reusable materials like cloth or recycled paper to reduce single-use wrapping paper. Charitable giving. Consider donating to charities or gifting experiences to reduce material consumption.
We are in the Irish Cancer Society charity shop here in Castlebar, joined by the manager, Anne Cunningham. Thanks very much for having us. First and foremost, tell our listeners where exactly we are.
Yeah, so we're here at the top of Ellison Street, right across the road from the Mall, and we're just right near the old post office used to be.
And we're talking today about sustainable gifting and gifting at Christmas time. For yourselves, just how important do you think it is for people to look at secondhand gifts and say, well, these are just as important and just as good as anything else this time of year?
Yeah, it's very important because affordable pricing at the moment, people that are struggling at the moment will find that they will come in here, they'll grab a bargain, they'll be able to upcycle, reuse something, they're helping the environment.
Look, that's the essence of what's done around here, and this time of year in particular. In terms of gift ideas, you have a variety of stuff out there.
We would normally get a lot of gift sets, and then people wouldn't want as many as they would receive, so they would donate them to us, and then people could come in here and buy them as gifts for other people.
In terms of an environmental aspect of things as well, reusing clothes and other bits and pieces, that's very important.
Yes, we had a lady in here last week who needed an angel costume, and she bought a communion dress and some gold material and upcycled her dress, and it's now a lovely angel outfit for a play.
In terms of waste reducal, this is a hectic time of year. How do you focus on trying to reduce your waste?
First of all, with the reduced waste, we would have clothes that would come in, and instead of people dumping them, we would then recycle them here in the shop, or we would sell them on to other people that would not be able to afford to go to the big department stores, and so then would be able to come in here and buy some clothes for parties that had only been worn once, and they would get another wear out of them. And instead of then having so much clothes out there. So what we would find is somebody that would have bought a sparkly outfit for the Christmas season would only wear it once, then they would donate it to us, and then instead of it being wasted, it would be recycled here, and another customer would get a good few wears out of it. So you're reducing waste, you're environmentally friendly, everybody win-win.
And Anne, also, in terms of other different things, you do secondhand decorations here. Explain your process behind that.
Yeah, so people would donate to us their old Christmas ornaments or decorations, and we would then take a look, make sure they're all working, and then resell them. They would make beautiful ornaments for a new house, new home.
Here are some more ways you can have a sustainable Christmas this year. Minimalist approach. Embrace a minimalist Christmas by focusing on meaningful experiences rather than excessive material possessions. Local produce. Choose locally grown organic food for festive meals to support local farmers and reduce transportation emissions. Tree alternatives. Used potted plants or artificial trees made from sustainable materials instead of traditional cut Christmas trees. DIY crafts. Create homemade decorations and gifts to reduce reliance on mass-produced environmentally harmful products. Energy-conscious celebrations. Be mindful of energy consumption during gatherings. Use energy-efficient appliances and encourage guests to carpool. Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission Niman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
That concludes this week's episode of Ours to Protect. For more information on what you've just heard, head over to ourstoprotect.ie or midwestradio.ie. Tune in next Friday morning at 10 to 10 on the Tommy Maron Show for an all-new episode of Ours to Protect.